Now joined by head coach Chase Roberts of the Pattonsburg Panthers. We talked about this last week. Every time you win, games get bigger, and your opportunity to compete in this Grand River Conference race, it's right there in front of them at this point. Some of the big boys traditionally in the GRC eight-man division here over the last 4 or 5 years are on the schedule pretty soon. North Andrew first up. They will be the opponent at Pattonsburg on Friday night at 7. Coach Roberts joins us now after a win at Bramer here 4 nights ago. Coach, congrats.
Yeah, you know, it's nothing like starting out 2-0 and getting to do that and it being two conference games to kick off the year. And so I had a big win Friday night and got in and took care of business fast and started fast and played sharp and got plenty wet. And rolled around in the mud for a while and got out there with a win and came home and are healthy and, you know, fired up about a big-time football game on Friday night at home against another, like you said, GRC opponent and a big chance to go 3-0 and 3-0 on the season and 3-0 in conference.
It can be really hard to keep the score down in eight-man. There's a lot of opportunities if you get guys with talent, get out in the open field and score. And 2 weeks in a row, you've held your opponent to 12. Where is the defensive improvement this year? Where is that coming from?
Yeah, you know, I think completely and totally starting up front, our guys are just so much better physically, worked hard in the weight room. I credit Lane Hewitt, senior, Blake Hewitt, a defensive end junior, or sorry, senior, and Jason Mathis is a nose guard, a junior, and Clark Adler, and Gavin Garrett, a senior. All five of those guys really did a great job this offseason of really doing it on their own. You know, being a co-op school, it's hard for us, co-op team, it's hard for us to get all of our kids together in the weight room, but those five guys especially, and those are really, you know, the top dogs up front for us right now, busted their tails in the weight room in the offseason on their own again and doing that with our defensive line coach, Colton Clark. And so those guys have just made themselves bigger and stronger and faster, and they're whipping people up front right now. And so I think that's where it all starts, you know, is those guys really getting after it and in the offseason and now in the season, working hard and getting in shape, but just manhandling people up front. And then that makes everybody else obviously a lot better from linebacker to DB. And so I always brag on our defensive line and our offensive line, but that's where the domination is coming in for the first 2 weeks at least. We're just winning up front. And when the offensive line is going backwards, you're winning football games. And so just proud of those guys and got to keep doing that. Got to stay healthy and keep knocking those guys back. Especially when football games at the line of scrimmage and our D-line has given us a chance the first 2 weeks to play really, really solid defense.
You talk about opportunities to show that you can move into the upper echelon in the GRC. It's right there in front of the guys this week, right, Coach?
Absolutely. You know, it's a good football team in North Andrew, and I know they got beat the first week by King City, but still got a lot of talent there. And I think their coach is a new guy doing a good job, and their offense gives you a chance. And traditionally, what they do is what we struggle with. They get in double tight ends and run the football. And so, you know, that's what we has been our Achilles heel the last couple of years. And so it gives us a chance to go out and play some smash-mouth football at home and probably going to be some sloppy conditions as far as the rain this week if it does what they say it's going to do. And so, you know, a big-time football team coming in for a big-time football game in conditions that are better for running the football, so we're going to go play really good defense and show that we can run the football too and catch the ball in the rain on Friday night at home against again one of the best football teams in the state and especially, you know, over the last couple of years the most dominant team in eight-man football. So it's exciting and it's a chance, like you said, for us to show that, hey, you know, we got a lot of really good players and we think that we're a really good football team and continue to get to expose that and manifest that this Friday night at home.
If you compare scores, your offense has scored a little bit more than North Andrew, but their defense has been pretty salty here for 2 weeks running, a 40-8 loss and then a 36-6 win over St. Joe Christian last week. Do you feel like offensively, Coach, do you have a little bit more firepower to put points on the board than North Andrew this week?
I think that our offense gives the chance every week. You know, I think that we just have again, up front, we haven't given up a sack yet, and we throw the ball like we do. We're almost, you know, eight out of 10 times we throw the ball almost is what we've done the first couple of weeks, and so we throw it a lot. But you know, with throwing the ball, you got to be able to protect your quarterback and give him time, and we've done that really well with Connor Ireland at center, and then some of the same guys on the defensive line playing offensive line, and then having, you know, again, we got six guys right now in the rotation at receiver, and you got four spots. So when you got six guys, you grab that receiver, and you're confident all six of them. You know, and you got two standing beside you every time you snap the ball on the sideline. That's a good place to be. And so, yeah, I think that we got a lot in the tank, and I think we got a lot of stuff that, you know, that we can do, throwing and running the ball, that we haven't really, you know, hit our stride yet, just because of shortened games and playing halftime games. You don't really get to play the four quarters and get into the rhythm that you're able to, you know, when you get to play a full game and keeping the same guys up there every series. So, you know, yeah, I think got a lot of firepower left and a lot of guys just kind of itching to be unleashed and to get to sustain some drives and make some big plays in big-time games when the score is tight. And so, you know, yeah, I think that there's a lot of points still in our bag and some chances to really get after it and let those guys, again, just turn them loose a little bit more and continue to do what we're doing, but just keep getting better and better and get more of a rhythm and play fast like we like to do. And grind it out for four quarters. You know, I think that we definitely have that within reach.
If football is, and now we could argue about what percentage is what, but I think a part of it is physical, and I think a big part of it that gets overlooked sometimes is mental. When you do look at your football team, Coach, and it sounds like that they've gotten to this point when they play some of those big teams in the GRC. Was there a point last year or even over the offseason this where you felt like the guys got to that point where no matter who is on the other side of the field, they feel like they're going to win?
Sure. I think, you know, the biggest thing for us is, you know, always telling the kids, and we talk about our deal is the Panther way, and that the Panther way doesn't change whether you're playing a terrible six-man football team in South Texas or you go and play the best eight-man team in Kansas City. 11-man team in Kansas City. It doesn't matter who we're playing or even how many they line up. You know, what matters is what we do and taking care of ourselves and doing our stuff well. You know, I think that that's the what you got to be able to do is control yourself and do the best of your stuff and run your stuff. And so we don't change a lot of what we do defensively or offensively based upon other teams. And so I think with that, just that mentality of preaching that mentality, that you go out there and you do quit worrying about the other jerseys and thinking about the other teams. You worry about what you take care of. And so, you know, with that then comes the confidence that you can do what you do against anybody. And so I think we have, you know, are turning that page. You know, haven't got to show up this year, I think throughout the summer and then in the first 2 weeks just competing and having the confidence to know that we can compete. You know, and again, as we start to get kind of in the briar patch here of our season, knowing that we can, we got some thick jeans on that we can walk through those briar patches and not get stuck too hard and be the ones doing the sticking and the beating down. And so, yeah, I think that we're there, you know, I think more than ever, and I think that just comes from confidence of playing a lot of football and then knowing what we're doing works and doing it well and doing it every day at practice and all summer long competing against other teams. And so I think, yeah, we're primed and ready more than ever for a tough conference stretch here. The next 3 weeks are a really, really hard stretch, but it starts with North Andrew and go from there. And like you said, I think just the believing that we can play with anybody is there more than ever, and it's going to grow as we continue to have success and be successful against really good football teams.
Did you play a full four quarters last week, Coach? Did the game go to the completion?
No. We've had both our games have been halftime games. Okay. So that's not ideal. You know, it's great you're winning, and it's great that you're starting fast and finishing fast. But you know, we got to run more. And so when you know, I know that North Andrew has played two full four quarter games. And we haven't, you know, so we're four quarters behind. So that's a reality we know is there. And so we've tried hard to condition extra during practice weeks because of that. But, you know, I expect a four-quarter battle on Friday night, and it's going to be exciting to see how our kids, again, play four quarters and get in that rhythm and do that and do it well. So we'll see how we adjust. But I think that our guys are ready, and we've ran a lot to be prepared for that.
You know, some pretty good conference matchups here for Pattonsburg moving forward. North Andrew at home this week, next week at King City, following week at Stanbury. Then they get their first non-conference test of the season. Pretty good team from Norburn making the trip to Pattonsburg on the 28th. So that's what we have to look forward to Tuesdays here throughout the month of September. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck against the Cardinals on Friday night.
Hey, everybody, come out. 7 o'clock Friday night. Bring your poncho. We'll play rain or shine. Hope to see you guys there. Go Panthers.